On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in coronavirus land, it is time for a track-by-track battle where we take two albums, sometimes from different artists, but this time we're doing the same artist, and we put them up against each other in a track-by-track battle to find out which one is the best. And if we agree on the same song, that album gets a point. There's a lot of science behind this. So
there's no opinion here. It's all scientific fact.
Absolutely. And there's been a couple of podcasts who've ripped this off from us. So it doesn't really matter anyway. As long as we can entertain somebody, let's go ahead and do this. And this week we have the band is Kiss.
Yeehaw!
The album's... Really? Our Love Gun from 1977 with the original lineup. In their true heyday. And then against Lick It Up. Yeah. From 1983. Which is basically when they took the makeup off and got their second wind.
With Vincent Cusano.
The mighty Vincent Cusano.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm looking.
Hey, you could write the hell out of some songs, that's for sure.
Right. And there's 10 tracks on both of these. And a lot of good songs and a couple stinkers thrown in here and there. But overall, pretty solid albums. Danny and I grew up as Kiss freaks. So there might be a lot of yelling and screaming going on here. So be prepared.
Yeah, Kiss was my first concert.
Yeah, that wasn't mine, but I was definitely Kiss freak first.
Yeah, this was December of 77, I think, or maybe 76. It was on the Love Gun tour where they recorded Alive 2.
And who opened?
That would be AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Ooh, so AC/DC was actually your first band.
Yeah, the first band I ever saw was AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Wow, much cooler than my first band, which was Saint Paradise, opening for Van Halen.
Well, Saint Paradise?
Yeah, you know.
Well, you could never get a good opening band with Van Halen, so.
Well, actually, they were pretty good because it was mostly Ted Nugent's old band. Ted Nugent ditched his old guys, including the lead singer.
And Derek St. Holmes?
Derek St. Holmes was the lead singer. And I think this bass player from Ted Nugent's band, they both left and formed Saint Paradise. But it was weird seeing them because we watched them and then they played Live It Up. Like, wow, a Ted Nugent song sounds just like it. Little did we know because there was no logo or nothing, and they never said the name of the band. They just got them played. They said these guys are pretty good. For 30 years, I had no idea who they were. I always wondered.
Just remember the name?
I didn't remember the name. I just remembered it was a cool band opening for him, and I was online reading about bands that opened for Van Halen, stumbled across it, realized they released an album, they played on Day of the Green, all kinds of things. It just went nowhere. Wow. So yeah. Who knew? And we just went on a whoosh.
Yeah, that was a long tangent.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word. All right, so let's get into the track by track battle. Track number one, I Stole Your Love versus Exciter.
I Stole Your Love.
I have to agree with you on that. Even though I like Exciter quite a bit, I Stole Your Love is just a stone cold classic. So that's one for Love Gun.
The version on Live 2 is so great. But
that song does not stink. All right. No. Track number two, a single from Love Gun, Christine 16. Versus Not For The Innocent.
I'm going to go with Christine 16. That was the first record I ever purchased.
Really?
The first single.
Yeah, that was...
Christine 16 with Shock Me on the other side.
Ooh, yeah, that's definitely not a PC song nowadays. But I have to agree with you. Christine 16 for me, for sure. Though Not for the Innocent is a cool song as well. All right, track number 3, Got Love for Sale versus Lick It Up.
Oh, Lick It Up.
Yeah, I got to go with Lick It Up. Even though I'm kind of sick of hearing it. I heard a lot.
It's definitely overplayed, but it's still a great song.
Yeah.
I would really love to have heard them just let Vinny rip on a couple of songs on this album, but...
Oh, he let it rip on the tour. That was the first time I saw Kiss was this tour. And you could see the looks that Vinny Vincent was getting from Paul Stanley, because he would just rip. And he was great. I loved it because the band was sped up. He was playing, but the other guys in the band were too happy with Vinny.
Taking too much of the spotlight there, Ben.
Yeah, he played to the song, I guess. But yeah, they got rid of him after that, even though I thought it was great. Track 4, Shock Me versus Young and Wasted.
Ooh.
Tough one, huh?
Oh, man.
I know what I'm voting for.
I'm going to go with Young and Wasted.
Ooh, we disagree, because I'm voting for Shock Me, so.
Yeah, I really like Shock Me, but I like Young and Wasted. Great song.
Yeah, it is. All right, score right now is Love Gun 2, Lick It Up 1. And we're at track 5, Tomorrow and Tonight versus Gimme More.
Tomorrow and Tonight.
We disagree again. I got to go with Gimme More.
Oh, man.
The reason I don't like Tomorrow and Tonight, I don't like the female vocals in that song. I don't know. It just, they didn't need to do that. That just bugs me. It doesn't work. It's not a horrible song, but yeah, that particular thing irks me.
All right.
Yeah, maybe it's a personal problem.
I didn't know Mark hated women, but okay.
I don't hate women. I just hate them in that song, okay? Whoever it is. Maybe it's Peg Bundy, because I know she did a lot of stuff on Gene's album. Maybe she was around. Who knows?
Oh, maybe.
All right. Track 6 is going to be a tough one, I think. Love Gun versus All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Oh, man. I got to say All Hell's Breaking Loose.
We disagree again. I'm going with Love Gun.
Oh, man. I love that riff.
You love that rap, too, huh? Street hustler comes up to me one day, and I'm walking down the street minding my own business. Now he looks me up, and he looks me down, and he says, hey, man. hey, read the news. Street hustler come up to me one day. Yeah, shut up. Paul, don't rap. And what be that? And why you gotta look like that? Well, I just looked into my kind of
path. I said, hey, man, I am cool. I am the breeze. That does bring the song down.
Yeah, but I do like All Hell's Breaking Loose, but I just love Love Gun. Come on, classic.
Yeah.
You're wrong on that one. That's okay. Track 7, Hooligan versus A Million to One.
Ooh. Won't Go to School Again. Wow. I got to go with Hooligan.
We disagree again.
Wow.
A Million to One for me. I do like Hooligan. I bought something 55 Chevy, a 35 Chevy and a 55 frame. Can't even spell my name, something like that. Dropped out of school when I was 22. I like that song. I got a 35 Chevy on a 55 frame. But A Million to One to me is, when I saw Paul do that on a solo tour, it just blew me away. So, still, Love Gun 2, Lick It Up 1.
Wow.
Track 8, Almost Human versus Fits Like a Glove.
Fits Like a Glove.
We agree. Fits Like a Glove for me.
Oh, man, it's tied.
Because when I go through her, it's just like a hot knife through butter.
Not PC either.
No.
To me, Almost Human is probably the worst song. One of the worst songs in Love Gun. Yeah. Just doesn't do anything for me. Track 9. Plaster Caster versus Dance All Over Your Face.
I'm going to say Dance All Over Your Face.
We disagree. I like Plaster Caster just for the story.
Well, yeah.
Grab on hold of me faster. Dance All Over Your Face, I just think is stupid. It's one of those Gene throwaways, in my opinion. So right now, it is 2 for Love Gun, 2 for Lick It Up, 1 song left.
Oh, man. What's it going to be?
And both are cheesy. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Then She Kissed Me, which is a cover. Or And On the Eighth Day.
Oh, God, I hate that song. Oh, yeah. Then She Kissed Me, no doubt.
We agree.
Oh, wow.
Even though it's a
Love
corny.
Love Gun wins it.
Love Gun wins 3-2. So we disagreed on a lot of those songs, but science rules the game. Love Gun is a better album. I think most Kiss fans would say that anyway.
I would think so too.
I mean, Lick It Up is probably one of the non-makeup years. It's probably one of the stronger albums.
Oh yeah, just the Vinny songs, the ones he co-wrote were great. And he co-wrote most of them.
Yeah, just think that the two strongest non-makeup albums were Revenge and Lick It Up. Both had co-writes by Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah, I love Revenge. That may be one of my favorite Kiss albums, actually.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
So have you been checking up on what Vinnie's been doing lately?
Nope.
Yeah, I think he's trying to...
I know that he came out of hiding, and he did some stuff a couple years ago, but I don't know anything lately.
Yeah, I think he's played a couple shows. He put the Onk makeup on. I think he's dropped a bunch of weight, but he's like trying to sell people stuff, like $500 for like autographed stuff and posters, and just I think people paid like $500 just to see him in a small little club.
No.
It's like, no, I'm not paying $500 to see. I saw him already.
Yeah.
I'd go see him for 20 or 30 for sure, but I'm not paying.
I saw Vinnie Vincent Invasion, and that was unbelievable. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not paying $500. Sorry, Vinny. Okay, on that note, go out and buy Love Gun.
Well, buy Lick It Up, too. That's a great album.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Gotta support.
Except for On the Eighth Day.
Yeah, we gotta support these starving musicians, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Kiss. I have an album. There's a band called Licorice Quartet, which is 3/4 of Jellyfish minus Andy the singer. I bought that for $10. I figured, hey, those guys might need the money, so go out and buy that one.
Nice. That I will definitely buy. That and Butch Walker's new album's coming out in a couple days.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I would support Butch. Though Butch lives in Malibu, he's doing just fine.
Well, his house burnt down a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure he still lives in Malibu. I don't think he's got a tent up, so I think he's just fine.
Yeah.
He makes most of his money off of producing other people and co-writing songs. So.
Right. Yeah. The list he's produced is unreal.
Though that album he did with the Green Day, I'm not sold on that one. It's so different.
He had a lot of influence, you can hear in a lot of the songs, especially like the first half of the album.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like Green Day.
No. I'm not going to say that's bad. If you're looking for a Green Day album like Dookie or something, you're not going to find it in this new one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre how different it is. But if they're happy with it, great. I don't know if their hardcore fans are, but who knows?
Yeah, I like it. I find myself like humming some of the tunes every once in a while. I go, what is that? Oh, yeah, it's New Green Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've only listened like 3 times, so I don't have them all stuck in my head yet.
Well, that album he did with Fall Out Boy is great. Like Fall Out Boy Save Rock and Roll or something?
Oh, excuse me. Fall Out Who?
That is a great album.
Oh, okay. I can't say that I've heard it. So I don't know if I don't think I have it. So.
Well, my daughter was really into them, and I've actually seen them 3 times from taking my daughter to Fall Out Boy shows.
You're fired.
Yeah. But I saw some other really cool bands with them.
Like who? Swing At Sister?
No, like Sum 41.
I don't mind Sum 41. They're all right.
Yeah, there was a bunch of cool bands on with them, but... Oh, man, the first time I saw them, they were playing an outdoor shed. I was like, holy, I didn't realize they were this big. But they were, it was huge. But,
wow, how do we get on the Fall Out Boy?
I don't know, but whatever.
Okay, go buy the Kiss albums, okay? And have a good night.
Exactly.
Wow. Another tangent. Woo.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls out there, we're playing 6 in 30. Where I give you 6 clips in 30 seconds, and you have to give me either the band or the title to get it correct. See, we're making it easier and easier for you. So, Danny, this week, songs feature girls' names in them. All of them have girls' names.
Oh, man, that could be impossible.
I don't think so, but if you can get the band, band instead of just the girl's name. But these are songs I know you've heard every one of these songs.
Okay.
So you might get most of them right. So go ahead and play that.
All right, let's see. All right, here we go.
All right, Danny. 6 girls' names, 6 bands. Think you got them already? Right. Need to hear them again.
Let me see here. I'm just writing some notes here.
Yeah, you really need a pencil and paper to play this.
You really do.
But I suggest you don't do that while you're driving.
All right, I need to hear it again, mainly for that first one. Jeez.
Oh, classic, too.
All right, let me play that again. All right.
Okay, here you go.
I think I got 5 of them. That first one, I have no clue.
No idea.
It doesn't even sound familiar.
Really? Okay, number one is by Crocus. The name of the song is Smelly Nelly.
Oh, I don't know how many years it's been since I've heard that, but
we talked about it on past episodes.
Yeah, we did intellectual poetry on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a lovely bum. Yeah, it's not it doesn't have the greatest lyrics, but it's got a nice little, I don't know, rhythm to it. Not a great song, though.
All right, we'll move on from that one.
Okay.
The next one is Susie from Saigon Kick.
Correct.
Then Black Betty from Ram Jam.
Yep, 3, that's correct.
Then My Sharona from The Knack.
Yep, 4.
The next one was Jackie Blue, but I don't remember who did that.
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay.
And then the last one was Sabrina by Jellyfish. What's one of my favorite bands.
Jellyfish is correct. The song is not called Sabrina. It's got 2 other names in it. Sabrina, Paste, and Play-Doh. is in that song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, totaling them up, you got 5 out of 6.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Man, that first one. I wish I had known that or gotten that first one.
All right, so it's often it's my turn to guess the songs. And what's your running theme this week?
Okay, the theme for this one, for this week, is bands that begin with the letter A.
Letter A.
A as in apple.
Anvil. Avalanche. Anvil, AC/DC, Aerosmith.
Yeah, just like that.
Okay, so.
Mark knows his letters.
Ooh, yeah. That's why I be teaching special ed. Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
Bands that start with the letter A. What you pissing in the wind for? Okay, I think I got at least 4 of them. Some of them I was totally stumped, so I got to hear these again. I got the band names, but I don't have the songs yet, so let's try this again.
All right. What you pissing in the wind for?
Okay, bands that start with the letter A. I got most of them, but some of them are going to be partials and one, a couple of guesses.
All right.
First song is Aerosmith. I think that's My Fist Your Face. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's for sure. That's the best song on that album, Done With Mirrors.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Second one, I wasn't sure, but I'm going to guess Avenged Sevenfold.
That is the band, yes?
Yes, and I couldn't tell you the song. Not a clue.
The song's called Scream. Yeah. It's one of the best songs on their first album. Well, their first album is amazing straight through, but yeah, it's a great, great song, Scream.
Yeah, don't. Third one, I know it's familiar, but I can't. I have no idea.
You have the band?
No.
Oh, that was Anvil.
Shoot. What was the
Hard
song?
Hard Times. Fast Ladies. In a heat, gonna drive us crazy.
Yeah, that's a miss for me. Okay. Damn it.
I thought you'd get that one for sure.
No, I don't listen to that much Anvil. So, okay. Sorry, Lips. Just don't. All right, number 4 was April Wine and Roller.
Yep.
Great song. 5 is Aldo Nova and Fantasy.
That is correct.
And 6 is Axe, Rock and Roll Party in the Streets.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd get that one, but damn it, you're right.
We saw them open for Cheap Trick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
a long time ago.
Yeah, and after that, when I moved to California, I saw them open for Motley Crue on the Shout at the Devil tour. So
nice.
I saw them twice.
Yeah, that's a good song.
So let's going down the line. Looks like we tied again, didn't we? Yeah, because you missed Crocus.
Yep.
And I missed Anvil. So that's 5-5. Right. A tie.
5 for 5. I wonder if anybody got all 12. I'll be shocked if they did.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'll be shocked mostly because of the Axe song. I pulled that one out. I didn't know for sure if you'd get it or not, but I knew you were friends with one of the guys in the band.
Wow.
So
I chatted with him a couple times online. Doesn't mean we're friends. Yeah.
You're friends. You went on vacation together.
Yeah. Me and Bobby Barth are hanging out, right? Yeah. So,
all right.
A tie's like kissing your sister, right? Neither one of us have sisters. We have brothers, and that's worse.
Well, I guess it depends on if your sister's hot.
Yeah. What if your brother hot?
No.
No. No, neither is mine. So, okay. All right, so it's a tie.
All right.
All right, so no winners. Have a good evening.